Welcome to Stock Talk, the new Stockhouse podcast series that brings you behind-the-scenes insights into trending topics from capital markets, influencers, and entrepreneurs, broadcasting from the heart of the financial district in beautiful downtown Vancouver. Welcome to Stock Talk. I'm Cindy Broad, reporting for Stockhouse Media, and our coverage continues from the floor of the Extraordinary Future Conference in Vancouver 2019. Extraordinary Future Conference allows investors to meet and connect with leading public companies and startups, schedule one-on-one meetings, and join thousands of attendees and engaged investors to learn about disruptive opportunities and trends in science, technology, cannabis, and many other hot sectors in the capital markets. And speaking of disruptive and innovative sectors in the capital markets, joining me today is Nick Vassiv, and he is the director of Rodman Investors. Rodman trades on the Toronto Venture Exchange under the symbol LITT. Thanks for joining me today, Nick. It's great to see you.
Thanks, Cindy.
Having a great day at Extraordinary Future?
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic. Rodman is a bit of a different company, and I'm kind of pleased that we are able to have you here today to share some new information, really, with investors. Quite an education to be had on the psychedelic side of cannabis and tech and that industry. Can you give us some background on Rodman and tell us a little bit about this new and disruptive sector?
Yeah, for sure. Rodman Investments is the only publicly traded psychedelic company. We really saw the opportunity of psychedelics as disruptive, very similar to how cannabis was 6-7 years ago.
Sure.
A lot of our board had the foresight to actually fully look at all the available opportunities in the psychedelic sector. Add advisors and leading people from the industry be able to find the best investment opportunities in the sector where it comes down to actually psychedelic therapy, psychedelic drug development, and also cultivation of mushrooms, as well as entering the medicinal mushroom market in terms of functional foods, something that's been very popular. In infused coffee, infused teas, something they're calling superfoods. But medicinal mushrooms have been around for thousands of years, and there's been growing research showing their ability to have great health benefits, and also the ability to actually treat a lot of mental health problems. And we feel that, in the next 2-3 years, these types of treatments are going to go mainstream all around the world. And, with the amount of people that are actually suffering from mental health problems, the problems are huge. According to the World Health Organization, there's over 300 million people that are suffering from depression.
Yep.
And, compounds found in magic mushrooms are showing great relief for these people, even from one high dose treatment, as well as many companies are looking at developing more natural antidepressants that
Absolutely.
Are not just numbing the problems, they're actually help solving the problems. And it all comes down to these psychedelic compounds and how they affect the brain and how it creates new connections and new brain waves and works with the neurons and does something that's called neuroplasticity, is really helping the brain change. And, as creatures of habit, we it's very hard for humans to change. And, this is the reason why these compounds have been so popular, in so many ancient civilizations. And
right.
So many people are having such breakthroughs, utilizing them.
So as this goes mainstream, I'm sure investors are a little confused by sort of the opportunities here. Can you give me sort of an overview of the landscape? Like, how is this going to go mainstream? How long is this going to take? How is it going to be accepted? Are you going into different parts of the world? Are we accepting in Canada of this moving forward? Just sort of give us a background on that.
Yeah, for sure. So there's really going to be two main opportunities when it comes down to psychedelics, and it's going to be the treatment centers where professional clinicians in a very safe environment administer the psychedelics as well as help you know, with the whole process of integration and people actually understanding why they're doing it and why they're making those changes. And then the other piece is going to be the drug development and actually, you know, creating legally approved by the FDA or Health Canada, the European Commission, you know, drugs that can be used for these types of treatments. So with Roadman, we're really looking at, you know, deploying capital to the leading companies when it comes down to the actual therapy clinics.
Yep.
Additionally, also the drug development. And we're also seeing, you know, the ability, you know, in the next 2-3 years of psilocybin actually being decriminalized in many states. And also, you know, I don't really foresee having a very big recreational market that actual corporations can go and sell, you know, medicinal mushrooms.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, there's many risks involved with that. And, but the actual drugs that are developed, I think that's going to be huge. You know, there hasn't been really much innovation in drug development for many years. And we really see this as... you know, one of the biggest opportunities. And we recently formed a partnership, an advisory services agreement with a company called AltMed. Okay. They're Toronto-based, you know, a leading pharmacologist who works at the University of Toronto. They're doing, you know, they're beginning the beginning stages of, you know, setting the drug development process and kind of discovering compounds that can be intellectually protected and are actually safe and also are able to, you know, treat various conditions or one specific condition. But it's still very early on.
Yeah.
And, you know, as you'll see it, you know, walking around the conference here, you know, everyone right now is really excited about it. But, you know, there's only a couple companies that have the right leadership and the right experts to actually deploy it. And that's something that we, you know, we're very careful with who we invest in and also actually looking at the opportunities that are out there. But I think for the average investor, it's very hard to be investing like a billionaire and, you know, the smart money goes in and puts $250,000 into, you know, the leading drug development. But, you know, average people don't have that, and right. Roadman wants to be that, you know, diversified company that has experts on board that can actually evaluate them, find them, and
yes.
give people opportunity to actually profit when these drugs are discovered or yeah. as this treatment spreads around the world.
Excellent. So you're well positioned to take advantage of that. Just on that note, can you tell me a little bit about your advisory board? It's quite impressive. So let us know sort of who's on there and what experts you have that are advising you at this point.
Yeah, for sure. So when Denver decriminalized, we really wanted to be the epicenter of the industry. And there's one man, he's a big activist. His name's Kevin Matthews. He led the effort to actually decriminalize in Denver. You know, he's highly sought after, you know, by all the states and different countries, you know, in actually how to achieve that.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been working very closely with him and his nonprofit called Spore. We're actually going to be organizing the Denver Psychedelic Summit on the eve of decriminalization. So Roadman's one of the executive sponsors of that event.
When is that?
May 8th and 9th, 2020. So we're bringing some of the world leaders. We have about 8 speakers confirmed right now. And I guess after today, there's much more.
Yeah, for sure.
But that Kevin's been instrumental in actually helping us find, you know, a couple of the investments we're currently doing due diligence on. And, you know, I'm so thankful to actually have his passion and also his network, as well as... you know, this, these insights, you know, we're investors, a lot of our board's investors. So that's why we really want to, you know, bring people that are deep into the psychedelic industry. A second person we added, just recently is, Anton Escolar. He's one of the most highly educated, psychopharmacologists in Europe. He worked at the European Drug Commission, developing a safety application and e-learning application most recently. He studied at the Imperial College of London, which is the leading psychedelic school, and he knows how to develop clinical trials, how drugs work, how actual safety works, as well as we're going to be announcing a chemist, as well as a doctor who's trained in psychedelic therapy. And we think that having these experts will really help us evaluate the companies, because, you know, when the space develops, there's all these new companies popping up. But how do, you know, we really got to know that, you know, the money that we place is in good hands and with the biggest experts, because I think, you know, spreading risk is great, but, you know, there's going to be a lot more opportunities out there. And I think if we have people that can find them and help us do due diligence, is going to be great. And at the same time, these experts we have on board now, you know, we're working with AltMed and advising them, giving them a leg up, and, you know, making sure that our investment's safe, and we're not just deploying money, we're also deploying the leading experts in the world to actually help the companies. And I think that creates a bit of a partnership aspect of it, where, you know, we're not just an investment firm, you know, we're also, you know, they're partners to success. And I think that's something that all of our investees and partners really appreciate.
Excellent. So where are you finding most of the companies that you're looking at investing in now? Is it European based? Is it global equally? How is that looking?
Out of the, I guess, the three that we're, you know, seriously looking at, one's in America, one's in Canada, in Toronto, and then one's in the Netherlands.
Okay, so spread out a little bit.
yeah. And there's also, you know, there's other legal jurisdictions where, you know, psilocybin can be sold and taken, like Jamaica or Brazil. But I think, you know, when it comes to the therapy clinics, you really got to look at who's doing it, and how many treatments have they done, and what's their safety record, and what are the protocols for treatment. And no one has that figured out except, you know, a handful of companies.
Right.
And we think that with their connections and with their protocols, they'll be able to really dominate that industry as a whole.
Excellent. Well, we've sort of been through this with cannabis. It was definitely the Wild West originally a couple of years ago. This is definitely a whole new opportunity opening up, which is exciting that you're positioned to take advantage of that. Basically, just as a final question, can you tell our investor audience about the current valuation of Roadman and how you see that being definitely a company for them to keep an eye on and possibly invest in moving forward?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I would say Roadman's certainly undervalued. It's under the radar. You know, not many people know about it. As well as, you know, I feel that, you know, we're just getting started. And I think, you know, once more excitement grows in the sector and then we are able to make additional deals, you know, I think there's immense opportunity. And if you look at some of the, you know, acquisitions, you know, of other companies that actually have developed drugs using medicinal mushroom compounds, I mean, they're in the billions. And we, you know, with us, with what we're putting together, you know, we feel that, you know, there's many multiples of returns that we can get from the companies we're working with.
Right.
And, you know, I think our very first investment in the medicinal mushroom space, Champignon Brands, they've been growing immensely and made a ton of progress. Just today, they announced an additional product. It's a medicinal mushroom infused coffee that they're launching. They have their IPO coming up in November, which is, you know, immense investor interest. And I think, you know, us working with them and actually helping and advise has been very helpful for the company. And I feel that, you know, their product will sell. I mean, I've tried the teas. They're amazing. But their actual future growth strategy is, you know, as good as it gets out there. And it's not just going to be, you know, just selling mushroom teas. You know, there's much more to what they have in store. And there will be, you know, one of the pure play mushroom companies.
Where are they
companies.
Based, right?
Vancouver based.
Oh, they're based out of Vancouver. Interesting. Okay, that's fantastic. Yeah, it's definitely a new frontier for sure, and it's very exciting that Roadman is at the head of that. That's fantastic. Any last takeaways for investors that you'd like to let them know, highlights that they can look forward to, milestones that you plan on achieving in the next, say, 6 to 12 months?
Yeah, I would say, you know, be on the lookout for additional agreements and investments with you know, some of the leading therapy, psychedelic therapy, as well as you know, some of the drug development news that are going to be coming out.
Right.
And a lot of our you know, the different opportunities that we're evaluating, you know, should come to fruition, you know, fairly quickly here. For people that are interested in psychedelics, we're going to be officially announcing, you know, the dates and the venue of our conference. And right. I think if you are interested in investing in the sector, it's definitely worthwhile attending. Mm-hmm. It's going to have some of the leading experts, and there'll be, you know, there's going to be talks for investors, talks for, you know, scientists, and talks for, you know, people that are interested in more of, you know, the therapies and how that would work. So we really want to have a, you know, world-class event. And I think that will bring a lot of opportunities for the companies that we do work with, and also for the investors that can, you know, go ahead and deploy capital into the industry as a whole.
Excellent. Okay, so we will keep you posted on stockhouse.com about Rodman's conference that they're participating in May 8th and 9th, 2020 in Denver. So be sure and check back with us for that. Again, I'd like to thank you so much, Nick, for joining me today on the floor of Extraordinary Future. Appreciate your time. And Nick Vassiv, I've been sitting with this afternoon. He is the director of Rodman Investments. Rodman trades on the Toronto Venture Exchange under the symbol LITT. Again, I'm Cindy Broad for Stockhouse Media and the Stock Talk Tech and Cannabis Sector podcast from the floor of the Extraordinary Future 2019. Thanks so much for listening.
Just a reminder to follow us on social media at Stockhouse for the latest updates on all your favorite public companies in North America. For more in-depth coverage, industry news, and to connect with our active investor community, you can visit our website at stockhouse.com. Also, don't forget to visit our new and improved Stockhouse Dealroom on site for unique and exclusive private placement opportunities only available on stockhouse.com.